Sandy Berg is the only one I don't see here. And Hannah, for youth and government.
In his backyard?
And I know he's got 2 weeks, he's got a 2 week, national golf thing. They called yesterday, so they, maybe he forgot. We'll call a meeting in order. Roll call.
Michael Gable, here. David Hallman.
Present.
John Poole.
Here.
Andy Berg. Absent. Rick Dodge.
Here.
Greg Retzloff.
Here.
Leah Blau.
Here.
Tyler McCarthy.
Here.
And Hannah Sorensen.
Excuse.
Excuse.
Citizen comments? I see a citizen. Like to say something?
No comments. I'm Aaron Carlstrom. I'm an associate professor of psychology at UW Parkside. And we're in the planning phases of a new master's in clinical mental health counseling. So I thought it would be a good idea to come and find out what's going on.
Standing. Approval of the minutes for August 2nd?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Jansen, update on the Condonosha County Mental Health System.
I'm going to turn that over to Laverne. You should have in front of you the report that should be going over. I also placed it on the supervisor's desk upstairs. Chairman Gable asked that I do that. He'll probably comment on it because I know other folks upstairs were also curious. So Laverne, if you want to start.
Sure. Well, we have lots of good news to report. We made a lot of progress this year. And so this kind of follows the format of the study recommendations and response to those. At the beginning of the year, we had an opportunity to apply for a grant to improve crisis services. So with that, we were able to purchase 20 tablets through the grant funding to improve information access for both juvenile and adult crisis workers in the field. And they have reported that it has been very helpful to have that. Allows them to have access to information to see if somebody has had contact in the past and what the nature of that contact has been. There's a process called NIATEC's Quality Improvement Project, and don't ask me what NIATEC stands for. It's a system of quality improvement that that the state has been promoting and making available to people both in the mental health and substance abuse world as well as the aging services world. And we had an opportunity to participate with the state's using the state's guidance through this process and training, the opportunity to participate in a NIATEC's quality improvement projects. And so staff at KIDS who are involved in the adult crisis world have been participating, and they chose as their, it's a systems change project, and they have been working with law enforcement to try to divert people from having to go to ER, to the emergency room. And they have been just starting kind of testing this system. They've met with Pleasant Prairie, with Kenosha Police Department, and with the Sheriff's Department. And they've already had some successes in where they are responding more to the scene instead of having the people taken to the ER and then seeing them there. They've been able to have some alternative sites. In a case with one case with Pleasant Prairie, where they met at the station in an office, not in the jail, but behind bar, but next to near the entrance. And they were able, in a couple of situations already, to divert people to go to the care center instead of having to go through the ER and then hospitalization. So they are working more closely with law enforcement on that, and looks promising. We are looking at options and costs for replacement of the care center's physical structure. People are happy with the services of the care center, but the building is getting old and is going to need we're going to need a new site soon, so we're working on that. We did have meetings with the United Hospital System to explore some of the partnership ideas that had come up actually last fall when we met with the hospital and with the consultants. And some of those ideas that we had at the time did not seem possible now when we met with them, but the hospital still is interested in seeing what they can do to support mental health services in Kenosha County, so the dialogue still continues.
Could you expand on what areas they want to help with?
Well, I think they would like to see if there's any way. There's nothing definite at this point. Perhaps ways that they could help support the care center or other ways. Some of the things that we had explored with them was, or that we talked about last fall was like, could we share a psychiatrist? Could we have a could crisis services meet separately with people at the hospital? And we learned that there are some regulatory reasons why that can't happen. So a number of those kinds of alternatives. We have tried for months to secure a meeting with Ascension Hospital, who took over Wheaton Franciscan. And we thought we had had we're going to have a meeting. It was delayed. They were going to have auditors in June. Meeting got delayed till July, and then again till August, and we did not. And then there was the announcement that Ascension was going to be cutting back the number of beds for mental health beds at St. Luke's. So that is not we had hoped that we could look to. Well, we wanted to know what Ascension's intentions were, and then to only find out through the press that they were cutting back on beds.
Do they give reasons when they say they're cutting back? Do they give? They say it's just financial. Is that what they say? Or
yeah,
pretty much.
They're financial, and they aren't able to hire the staff right now to cover the additional beds. So they cut back and got rid of all their temp docs and just scale back to who was on their permanent staff, and are kind of in the process now of assessing where to go next and what to tell us.
So how many beds are actually up now? Because I know that they cut back
I think it was 12, I think.
16 or 12 or, to 16, something like that.
Yeah.
And they were at the last cut was at 27, so they went from 27, I think it was 16 or maybe just 12, but you see it's a significant number.
Yeah.
And they also don't want to take the difficult person out.
Are they available to our people?
They're taking mostly voluntary admissions, and not the difficult, like Jen said, the difficult people. I think they had some difficulties with not just the psychiatrist, but the nursing staff in terms of being able to handle the difficult people that we were referring.
I suppose it'd be extremely difficult to have a conversation with them saying, could we work something out? I don't know how you do this, but in lieu of you not taking these difficult cases, this person's about to go up here and we're going to spend a lot. Could we work something out? I don't know if the health carers can make it some kind of managed care outlier. That I don't know how that would work. But could that conversation ever happen? Or would that just be too difficult with, you know, with the county saying, listen, we're going to give you nothing, or we're going to give Mendota, Winnebago, I mean, a whole lot for this guy.
We'd be willing to enter in a conversation of paying for what bed holding potentially, because it's a lot cheaper, and we know we'd have the bed filled, to have them over here. So we'd say to them, hey, we'll pay for X number of beds a month.
Yeah.
Just guarantee us a slot.
Yeah.
And because of the cutbacks, they're still, I think, just trying to assess where they're at and where they're heading.
Yeah, I just, but so is that, I mean, Jeff Gentz, this is his pet peeve around homeless issues that go, you know that. And that's fine, but I'm just saying, is that something that could ever be discussed with them?
That's what we've tried to get meetings with them and haven't been successful.
Everything's on the table. I have no problem exploring anything along those lines with those folks. And Ascension, as an organization, has had a very, I think, welcoming view on how to deal with mental health issues. When they bought the hospital over here, one of the articles we found was in Kansas City, they just opened up a brand new like mental health clinic with inpatient services. So philosophically, it seems like they're kind of in tune with where we're at. I just think they're trying to figure out what they got going on over here before they go and lay out a larger plan. And hopefully that doesn't mean closing.
Yeah.
Could the reduction in beds be a result of somebody else coming in and buying that place?
It's possible, yeah.
Because I heard somebody else come in and bought them.
Yeah, that's Ascension. They're the organization that bought them. So I think they're just assessing what they have.
They probably don't have the Franciscans' dedication to society, religious dedication. And they're just getting rid of the beds, possibly.
They're religious affiliated. They're the largest nonprofit hospital chain in the United States, as I understand. They have had some record of other mental health services, hospital services, and I think in St. Louis and other communities, but we haven't been able to reach them.
Would Racine? Does Racine still have the same problem we do? I mean, we're probably talking millions of dollars here could be discussed, I would think, between the two counties.
Racine doesn't have as large a hospitalization issue as we do, but they have the same issue of getting access to Ascension for beds.
Yeah.
So we're in the same boat in that equation. But they have a different program that they put a lot of folks in to divert them even further from Winnebago.
Okay.
It's similar to our care center.
The next bullet point deals with the Milwaukee County has invited other southeastern counties to discussions of as they plan their new mental health hospital to look at the needs in the region and to see if there's interest among other counties. We had one conference call with them where we expressed some of our concerns, needs, interests, and they're still at early planning stages, so they'll look at that and proceed with planning. One of the disadvantages there is that would be another IMD, Institute for Mental Disease, which means as opposed to the General Hospital with Wheaton Franciscan. So we would still be liable for those costs of adults between 22 and 64 because Medicaid will not cover them in an IMD. An IMD of more than 16 beds. If it's cheaper than Winnebago, if they can take difficult people, certainly the distance would be shorter for law enforcement. And then the study talked about looking at hospital diversion options for youth, and that we'll look at exploring next year or the following year. With regard to psychiatry, the exciting news is that Kenosha Human Development Services was able to hire another full-time psychiatrist, so they have now two psychiatrists on board, and the part-time nurse practitioner had retired, and then they were able to recruit a full-time nurse practitioner, so that's all good news.
So what did we have to offer them to get them to sign to come here? They just want to come to the area, or what?
Well, interestingly, both had a passion for the types of people that they see. These are difficult, more difficult cases. They're people with severe severe mental illness, not to minimize depression or anxiety, but it's the, we're talking about people with more severe psychosis, and that was the passion of these individuals, and that more than the, and I think they probably ended up with salary reductions from where they had been working, but this was the passion that they had.
The psychiatrist was interested in doing more community-based outreach, and that certainly, he was up in Milwaukee, I think, working for the in the Milwaukee system, and just was looking for something different to do, and knocked on the door, and things flew, so that was...
Go ahead. Where would he be stationed? Or?
Kenosha Human Development Services office down here.
Okay. What's the workload like? I mean, do they have a good workload, or are they overworked still?
They, well, he just started, so, and they're going to be, I mean, they're big workload, yes, they, but they also will be covering some of the, like to see crisis cases so that people who are referred to the care center or to crisis, that they'd have some time to be able to see them right away and hopefully get them help to stabilize them. They also will provide some of the psychiatry for our comprehensive community services and CSP, community support program clients. And those are those are programs that provide case management and additional support to persons with severe and persistent mental illness. So yes, they will have full caseload. Certain Dr. McCarthy does now, and I'm sure it won't be long before the others come to full caseloads. But we do have another opportunity. The next bullet, we just submitted on Friday Community Health Center. Kenosha Community Health Center had an opportunity for a grant from the Aurora Foundation for to expand mental health services, and we worked with them along with the health department and submitted a proposal for two 20-hour telepsychiatry sites. And one would be, if this is grant is approved, which we'll know in November, one site would be at Kenosha Human Development Services to provide child psychiatry, and the other would be at the 22nd Avenue office of the Community Health Center to provide adult psychiatric services. Psychiatry would be a child psychiatrist. The other would be for the adults would be a nurse practitioner with psychiatric training. And now those caseloads are high too. So that would be certainly a big asset if we get approval of that of those. That would be helpful. With regard to other services, the study recommended expansion of Bridges hours, and we are looking at that and exploring our ability to do that, so that we could have some evening hours and Saturday hours at the Bridges Community Center. And then other services that were recommended in the study we'll be exploring further next year. With regard to behavioral health management, we're working with, our division is working with Kenosha Human Development Services on ways to enhance our data analysis and our outcome measurement. That's always a challenge to pull the kind of data that we want, but we're working on that. With regard to advocacy, we hope to, there were a number of advocacy recommendations, mostly things to both some federal and some state recommendations. And we'll be having a meeting of folks, stakeholders in the fall to review and prioritize those advocacy recommendations. And then the last bullet is the resolution that was approved by the county board urging legislation to allow psychologists with training to prescribe.
Any questions?
You're welcome.
I just have one thing. It's a reminder, I think you all know, that you'll be getting the budget at the first meeting in October. For folks who get that and want to sit down with Lori Staves and myself to go over any questions you have on the human service budget, we'd be happy to do that at a time that's convenient for you. So just contact either myself or Lori when you get it, if you'd like to set something up and go through it before our budget hearings.
Can we help you?
Hi, I'm here for the presentation meeting.
Third floor.
Third floor.
Have you set up our meeting for October yet to go over the budget?
Yes, there's a meeting happens scheduled. I think you should have gotten
is it
notice.
Is that set in stone? It's the 20th. Well, here's no. Well, no, here's what I'm gonna say. It's October 20th. I can't make it, but if we could do it early, it'd be great. But I understand people's schedule.
Yeah, it all depends on. We got all these other subcommittees that we take the budget through and roll through it.
I can understand.
I can double or triple check, or if you want to come in and talk about it.
I can do that. Okay. I was just saying. I understand. I figured it's too.
Yeah, it is set for October 20th. It'll be at the Job Center. Where we have a joint Human Service Board, Human Service Committee meeting. It'll start at 5:00 and we'll be in the conference room North 2. So you enter entrance A of the Job Center on the north side and we will move a little bit down the hallway and hang a right. We'll have a sign. North 2 is the main conference room right there.
October 20th?
Yes, ma'am.
It's the same place it was last year.
No, it was in the child care. Oh, child care center last year.
One of the things, well, I guess I shouldn't talk about it now.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I know we have a gentleman from our local university here who matters concerning mental health. I don't know if it's appropriate, but certainly it would be nice to hear what it is that he may be working on in the future.
Oh, sure.
Well, yeah.
You didn't really think you'd come in here and introduce yourself. We'd have this conversation and you not talk about it.
Should I join here?
Sure.
Yeah, tell us what you're up to.
As I mentioned earlier, we're in the planning stages of a new master's program in clinical mental health counseling. We're hoping to have students enter that program in 2 years from now, so September of 2018.
What school is it?
University of Wisconsin Parkside. Yeah. And so we are in the stages right now this year of continuing the planning process. Hopefully we'll hire two new faculty that will be starting next fall to teach in counseling in clinical areas of psychology. So this program would prepare people to be licensed professional counselors in the state of Wisconsin. Again, it would be the standard kind of three-year program that the state's requiring now. So that's in terms of mental health in the area, what we're working on. We would assume most of our students would be coming from the Kenosha and Racine areas and would be looking to stay and work then in the Kenosha and Racine areas. And so my purpose for being here really is to kind of see some faces and have my face be seen, but also I think to gain some valuable information about kind of what's happening in terms of mental health in Kenosha.
And so you can see, listening, that we need help. We need counselors and psychiatrists. And
yeah.
There's a real mental health crisis going on.
I guess I'd be sort of curious to know what the sort of trend look like for students entering into that field of study.
The trend in terms of employment.
Not so much employment, but just interest in terms of the major, really.
So the psychology major, the undergraduate major at Parkside, is one of the largest majors on campus. We also offer, as part of the undergraduate degree, what's called the mental health certificate. And the reason for the mental health certificate is to do two things. One, to give students who may want to just work with an undergraduate degree some more practical-based courses, like in clinical interviewing, and some basic kind of behavioral and cognitive intervention skills, but also for students who are looking to go to graduate school, it kind of gives them an introduction to that. That is actually the largest certificate program at Parkside, I think a factor of two. And a few years ago, we did do a study, a survey of our students to assess interest in a graduate program, and it came out very favorably. In fact, I think the interest level was greater than what we would anticipate the initial capacity to have students would be. So the anticipation is in 2 years, once we get going, that we'll be able to have a robust program. Yeah.
So, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Any other chair?
I'm Mr. Gass.
I might have missed it, but as long as he was up there talking, I just do. What are our efforts to reach out? And you know, you said you know, it's our hope to keep people in this area, and you've done studies. What is the interaction to try to get the students to know what the opportunities are in the void that we have in this area? I mean, is there something in place? Are we going to them? Are you talking to them? I mean, what is the overall education of our need to the students?
Yeah, and so I'm glad you raised that point. So one of the things I'm doing this year at the undergraduate level is to start in some of my classes to address more kind of policy issues. So it's not just the individual treatment perspective, but also what are the policy issues and how do those affect individuals. And I think that would carry on into the graduate program as well. Again, one of the reasons why I'm coming here, I mean, 2 years before we even have students, is, you know, an attempt to start, as I said, to make my face known and try to start to build some relationships. Because as part of the program, these students need to be completing practicums and counseling internships. And so I would think the best way to do that is not just to have students go out and kind of do cold calls to find places, but to have people come to campus and speak to our classes in their first year and a half before they're even doing this, so that they can see faces, people in the community can be familiar with our program, and then when students are looking for these initial training experiences, to have some initial leads. And you know, as I tell my students, you have an internship, you should treat it like an ongoing job interview, and hopefully some of that could result in employment as well. So I would view it as, you know, again, this ongoing relationship building where, yeah, I'm happy to go out and meet people, and as well as bringing people to campus to our courses to meet our students. And again, that's one of the reasons, you know, we're doing two searches right now for faculty members to be in this program. And one of them is open to the fact that they might even start in the spring semester. And the reason, again, one of the reasons for bringing these individuals in so far ahead of the program actually starting with students is to, for at least one of those positions, needing to go out there and meeting people in the community where our students will be and start to build those relationships, so that by the time our students do come to campus to start the program, we have, I think, a good foundation. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I mean, when I was chair, we had just worked through a situation where, you know, we needed more people in the welding business, and Gateway put together boot camps for that, and we, you know, we partnered with Gateway to try to address that need, and we have a huge need here to address mental health issues, and I think it's a great idea to partner with the schools to get that started at the early age. So that, you know, I just don't want them to just go there, sit there, take classes. I want, you know, maybe an understanding of the whole, you know, everything that's going on around them, and how they could fill a need and stay here, you know, go to school here and then work here in the area. So that's kind of what I was looking for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for your time.
Just to piggyback off his question, can we make sure that we have that gentleman's name and contact number? Because I already got somebody on deck to send to you already.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hang around after the meeting.
Okay.
Any other comments from committee members?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
be on the third floor.